licensing, Carva, films and TV series. Internally, it's very, very clear every business has to fend for itself. We are not ready to subsidize one business at the cost of the other business. Short-term things up and down keep on happening. Long-term, every business has to provide for itself. And that's where we people are moving. And all the four verticals at this juncture right now, leave aside this quarter one quarter something happens or other, which is a more of a timing issue, a phasing issue. All four businesses are in pretty decent state. While we people all celebrate this good quarter for us, please keep in mind two exceptions that have happened in this quarter. One is on the revenue side. We had a one-off income from operations in the music vertical. It's in single digit of crores that happened in this particular quarter. We're seeing it as a one-off item. Also, on the cost side, we have not been taking any content costs for the last two quarters. No new movies are getting released. Since we are not releasing any movie, we are not booking any cost of those movies. So there's neither revenue nor cost coming in. This is going to change as markets start opening up, new movies start getting released. We are investing heavily right now in newer content because that gives us a huge edge in the market. And I'll explain that. We will keep on investing. As we keep on investing, you will see both content and marketing costs start going up, which over the last 6 months have been very, very low. As we mentioned last time, we have been, especially in light of the fact that no Bollywood was coming in, we've taken a call to invest heavily in non-filmy content in the regional space, Tamil, Bhojpuri, Gujarati, and Punjabi. Our Bhojpuri channel, which was launched in Feb 2020, and within a month of launching that YouTube channel of ours right now, COVID happened. In spite of that, we have been able to put close to 50 songs on that channel, and we are already clocking closer to 225 million views cumulatively over this period. So we are seeing that there is a huge growth which is coming on the regional side, and it plays to the strength of Saregama. We are the only music label in India which have a large enough catalog in every major regional language of the country. It's not just limited to Hindi or a Tamil. We are very big on Bhojpuri or Malayalam or Telugu or Punjabi or Haryanvi, Gujarati. We have a large catalog sitting right now in the 20th century. We are now ensuring that we play to that strength of ours. Our competitor, our biggest competitor, has got to play only primarily in Hindi and Punjabi language. We will fight the Hindi and Punjabi. We will also try to consolidate our position on the regional side. The biggest driver for us during last few quarters has been the music licensing business. As digitization is increasing, we are seeing this part of the business going up even further up for us. Last quarter, we had declared the licensing deal with Spotify and Facebook. This quarter, we ended up doing deals with ShareChat and Moj. So the kicker of not those two apps came in, Spotify and Facebook, but two new apps have come in here. These are all video sharing apps, and you will now see the advantage of this coming quarter after quarter for us. We are now licensing overall to 45 distinct music streaming applications, 357 TV channels in India, and a host of video sharing apps like Instagram Reels, or a ShareChat, or a Moj, YouTube, Facebook. All these are video sharing apps, and we are going out there and licensing our content to these people. All these people have become very, very prominent ever since TikTok has gone away. The other great thing which is happening is there's a large amount of usage of our content in all the latest these digital series that are coming up. So if anybody has watched A Suitable Boy, it's a BBC series which has just been released, or based on Vikram Seth's book, has just been released on Netflix. It is full of Saregama songs in it. There is Hostages 2 on Disney Hotstar, again full of our song. Scam is the series which is doing very well on Sony Live, full of our songs. So these days, it's becoming absolutely in vogue for any digital series to start using more and more of regional content as part of their series. And every time they use regional content, they need our content, they need to take a license from our side, which means increased revenue coming across to us. So when I say digitization is helping us, remember there are various ways in which digitization helps. Once your customer has got a smartphone in his or her hand, either they listen to songs on a Gaana or a Saavn or a Spotify, Saregama gets paid. Or they go back and check out various series on a Netflix or a Hotstar or an Amazon. And if that series is using Saregama songs, we get paid. Or they create a video of their own, attach a song and upload it on a YouTube or a Facebook or a TikTok or a Instagram or a share chat or a Moj, Saregama gets paid. So digitization is helping us get a massive kicker right now on our monetization ability. Now, to just put the things in context, if our licensing revenue has been growing right now in the past between 22 to 25% year on year, where is it coming from? It's a twin factor. The market itself, the music industry in India is also growing. And if you see the data released by IMI some of the other people like KPMG and EY, the number is projected to be something between 11 to 12% that the industry is growing. But we are growing our numbers between 22 to 25%. How is that happening? I am part of the industry only. The only way it can happen right now is that a market share is going up. And that's a fact. Saregama's market share is steadily going up. And there are two factors which are contributing to this market share growth. One is our investment in new content, and we have just started. We have not done large investments yet, but they are already bearing fruit and helping us increase our market share. But the second part, which according to me is even more prominent these days, is that retro music share is going up in the market. It's not just reinterpreted music. It is genuine retro old songs are getting used more and more. And the biggest credit for that to just one thing, Karma. All our work that we people have done with Karma over the last 3 years has not only helped the Karma business and sell us more Karma, but an equally big benefit has been right now to make these older songs that much more popular. Once we advertise about Karma, we don't just advertise Karma, the hardware, we are also promoting the songs which are running on Karma. People, when they consume that much more Karma right now at their homes, they get exposed to that music that much more and they want to listen to that music in other forms also. Hence, more and more digital series, TV programs that are coming in right now are now using retro music. A lot of music streaming apps, which earlier used to promote only newer content, seeing the popularity of Karma, have also started promoting retro content in a big fashion, which means the share of retro music is going up on music streaming apps. We are literally the sole custodian of retro music in India. The biggest beneficiary becomes Saregama once again. Since we are in Karma, let me just talk about that a bit. As a retail network opens up, Karma sale has steadily started going up once again. We sold 81,000 Karmas during this quarter, nothing compared to what we sold last year, the same quarter, which was 250,000. But still, it's a steady increase compared to a 15,000 number in Q1 or a 74,000 number in January to March quarter. So there is a steady increase we people are seeing. Digital sales are helping us a lot out here at this time. As we had committed in January-March quarter call itself, that our focus going forward till the time COVID-19 issue is not completely licked up, we will keep on focusing on reducing our cost. Because we don't, at this juncture, doing any investments on Karma, whether in terms of manpower or marketing, will be a wrong move. Because there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of when will the retail market open up. So we have put a lot of focus in pruning our cost structure. What we have done, we have retained the muscle. We have just gone out there and pruned the fat that could have been there. We have, if we were getting into the tier 3 cities, we are out of it right now, selling only in tier 1 and tier 2 cities. It's more of a consolidation time. So that at the end of the year right now, we can ensure that Karma is managing a break-even. And we are on track to achieve that. At the same time, I will say this, something that many of you guys may be experiencing right in your home. With COVID-19 happening, the people who are impacted the most are people who are elderly, especially the 60-plus segment. They're all stuck at home. They are very high-risk category. And they are not stepping out. Many of us are out in offices. People who are 60 plus are not out in offices. And even for the next year, I don't see too many people who are above the age of 60 to be completely, even when the vaccine comes in, you're going to be finding the spread of vaccine is going to take time. More and more people who are in the older age group, which is Karma's age group, are going to be staying at home. We believe as market, retail market opens up, people start spending once again right now, there will be a positive impact on the sale of Karma. But we don't want to rely on that. Our part is very clear. We will not do any major marketing push or start getting deeper into the markets at this juncture. We will wait and watch. Whatever sale happens right now happens from the innate demand which is there in the market, and we will see how it progresses. This entire lull that we people have seen over the last 6 months has also given us time on Karma to change the direction of Karma. One of the biggest objections that almost all of you guys had, and we also had our own concern, that Karma was becoming a one-time margin product. There was no long-term play coming out there from it. If I sell a Karma to somebody, how do I make money from him or her on an ongoing basis? People buy these songs, they've got 5,000 songs, they're very happy. For next 3 to 4 years, that customer is not going to generate revenue for us. Hence, we have taken a call to completely transition the direction of Karma from being a one-time purchase product to an ongoing revenue generator platform. Everything is remaining the same, except Karma now also has a capability to connect to your home Wi-Fi, through which we are able to stream more and more content. So every Karma now comes with 5,000 preloaded songs, and there are again another 20,000-25,000 songs that we are streaming to it, along with giving them the Bhagavad Gita on demand, or Art of Living content on demand, or Bachchon Ki Rhymes on demand for the grandkids. We are also taking right now the audio feeds of the new app called Editor-G. So there are lots of, there's a Whiskey Appreciation course right now, which is also given on demand. So there are lots of things that we people are providing through the podcasting route on the same Karma. Customer just needs to go back and turn the knob, and will be able to go back and access it, the content which is coming. It's no longer limited only to music. We believe in next 18 to 24 months, there will be large number of Karmas in the market that will be supporting this. And once that happens, we will be able to generate enough advertising and subscription revenue through these Karmas. So, and I want to give you guys this comfort here. The content which is running on these Karmas is either Saregama owned content, or people are coming out there and giving us this content under the clear understanding from our side that whenever we generate revenue, then we will do a revenue sharing with them. We are not incurring any cost on this additional content which is coming using the Karma 2.0 or Karma the platform. Once the other part of the business, if I may jump right now, which is film chain television, the moment the lockdown eased out somewhere in the month of July, I'm very, very proud to say right now, Saregama was the first company which was off the block in terms of restarting shoot. It's not that the lockdown situation or coronavirus situation was any different in my company from any other company. But this is where we believe right now we are different. In July, people on their, both the teams on their own, they restarted shoot. We people put up a series on Sun TV in the month of July itself. And I'm again very proud to say our serial Roja, which was number one before lockdown, again immediately went back to the number one position in terms of TRPs. So you have a Saregama-owned IP which has been faring as a number one program on Tamil channels right now, now from the quarter three of last financial year, constantly doing very, very well. Which also helps us because since we own the IP, we're also monetizing these programs on YouTube. So a Roja episode on an average now does 4 million views for us on YouTube, which means additional source of revenue coming in. Not just that right now, the films team, we all are talking about right now what's happening to Bollywood, theaters opening and not opening. Very few producers have started shoot. Saregama started the shoot of its movie Comedy Couple in July. In October, the movie has already been released on Z5. So this is a case right now where the order was firmed up during lockdown. Script got finalized during lockdown. We started shoot in the month of July, and in October the movie was put up. No other production house today has got this kind of wherewithal to go back and turn things around. And these things, I'll be honest with you, don't happen because of an individual. If I say right now, as managing director or a head of Udly, any of us have any role to play out there? No. Our system is that strong that we can start, take a movie right now at any particular time, and the system will ensure that the movie gets over in time, in budget, and Comedy Couple is being able to go back and prove this out. Every other movie that you're seeing right now getting released, they all were ready, were shot before COVID-19. We are the only guys who started the shoot after COVID-19 started and being able to release the film. Also, another film of ours, which we had sold to Hotstar in March of this year, finally got released, called Bahutua Samman. It has opened up, both these movies have opened up to great ratings and critics' reviews. There have been, if you see our numbers right now on the segmental side, you will see a marginal loss going in. It's just a timing issue because month of July, for more than 3.5 weeks of July right now, there was no programming that was up on Sun TV. We all restarted only at the end of July. It's just a timing issue right now. You will see us, there's a clear direction moving in, where we will go back to our TV and films being a profitable but before the end of the year. My last point out here, and I think it's important to understand, the big element which is driving the commercial success of the company, we have been doing well in a steady fashion now in quarter and quarter, but you need to understand that this is cannot be attributed any longer to any one business doing very, very well, or one event going out there and helping us out, or any one man in this company right now who's contributing to the success. It's the overall change in the way the Saregama company's DNA is, where there are all every business and every individual working out here right now feels that they can bring about a change, and they feel like a winner. The performance of my company that you are seeing right now is not coming out of retrenching people. In fact, we are one of the rare media companies that gave away 10% increment across board to the employees, and in spite of that, have been able to go back and deliver results. Because this is a bunch of people right now where if individuals, any of us go also, I don't think the track of Saregama is going to change right now from the path it's on. So we believe as we go ahead for the rest of the year, I maintain my licensing guidance of music licensing business. We'll keep on hovering between 18 to 20% growth this financial year. While Karma will show a break-even. Films and television, depending on, right now they may be showing in loss, but before we end the year right now, they will also be into, they will be able to recover the losses that we people have incurred right now in the first two quarters. Digitization is there to happen and there to stay in the country, and we believe Saregama, with the strength of its IP, will be able to ride this digitization wave more successfully than any other company which is in the space of media in India. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be happy to take questions.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask any question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may please press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. To ask a question, you may please press star and one. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Biplav from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking the call.
Good evening.
Sir, I just wanted to understand one thing. How does this licensing work? Do you keep track like whether your content, your IP has been used by some OTT, or how does it work? Is it a one-time payment that say Spotify, they give you one-time payment for using your music, or it is some variable? Each time someone listens to that music, you get paid.
Sure. So you are talking about how does music licensing work?
Yes, sir.
Music licensing, our first big revenue earner is these music streaming applications, like Spotify, Gaana, Saavn, Apple, Amazon, Wink, Hungama. There are 9 of them in India. This works on a variable basis. more the number of times our songs are heard, we get paid higher. So we get paid every time a Saregama song is heard. We also get paid a share of the advertising that that platform is generating on our songs. And if they have a paid subscriber base, we get a share of the subscription also that the customer is paying. You with me? There are three sources that I'm getting the money from.
Yes.
And because of the quality of content we people own, we also insist on getting a minimum guarantee from these guys. So with time, what we are seeing as digitization is increasing, more and more people are listening to songs through these apps. Our share is going up. We believe eventually Spotify has got close to 125 million paid subscribers globally. We believe in India also more and more with time, these apps are going to turn pay. As they turn pay, since we also get a share of the paid part, the revenue that we are making from these apps will start going up even more substantially.
Okay. Sir, same thing, how does it work in other platforms like social media platforms, say YouTube or Amazon? It is fixed or variable?
So YouTube is again variable. Every time a video which has got my song in it, if an ad is served on that, we get 55% of the money generated and 45% goes to YouTube. So more number of times people are watching videos which have got Saregama songs in it, and if an ad is served, higher amount of money we end up making. With the television channels, typically these are fixed fee deals that we do, whereby they pay us a fixed amount of money for a year. But every year we track how many times our songs are getting used. And then there's a big variation. We go out there and renegotiate the deal within a year or two.
So that means, sir, you have to keep track whether there is any leakage or not. Something has been played, and they may have not paid. They may not have counted that the song has been played.
Can I vouch for right now that nobody in the world is able to get away with it? I can't vouch for it yet. We have a 28-member team of kids earning around 12 to 15,000 rupees per month, whose only job is to track on YouTube and some of the apps that whether any app which has not taken a license from our side is using our music. If they are, we move legal immediately. So, as I said, I'm pretty proud to go back and mention this, that we people have over 45 streaming applications in the world. These are not Indian apps. There's a Chinese app also right now sitting. There's a French app which is sitting. All of them are officially taken license for our music. Over 350 TV channels in India have taken a license for our music. So, majority of the time, people are taking a license, and our infringement tracking team is that strong that if anybody ends up using our content right now without taking a license, we are able to find out within 24 hours and we move legal. And most of the time, people end up taking the license.
Sir, one final question on this only. Among this, you have OTT streaming, such as Spotify, and you have TV channels, you have Netflix, Amazon, you have social media. Among this, is there any, could you give us some breakdown which is more important, or what percentage of revenue they are contributing?
I'll not be able to give you a percentage of revenue, but the biggest revenue generator for are the music streaming applications. These
Spotify,
Ana, Savan, Airtel, Wink, Hangama types. They are the biggest revenue generator for us.
Okay. That's all. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rahul.
Hi, Vikram. How are you doing?
Very good, sir.
Great to hear that. So thanks for the opportunity, and of course, in tough times, we have been doing exceptionally well. But just to understand going ahead, so you have already mentioned that, you know, last 2 quarters, we have not had any new music content acquisition. And earlier, you had stated about, you know, spending about 200 crores on new music acquisition over a period of 3 years. Considering you have a 20% market share of about 400 crores market in a year. Now, just to understand, because given in last 6 months, you did not have a single release of movies happening. As the market opens, say, next 3 months, assuming things get normal in 3 to 4 months, suppose that. So do we look at, say, next year, somewhere a bunch of movies coming, we speak about pent-up demand from consumer side. So similarly from the movie business, do you say, feel, or do you get a feel that you will have a larger slate of movies coming in, say, FY22, whereby that year probably the music industry could be much higher than that 400 crores, and thereby you might be spending much more amount in, say, FY22?
You're asking me to be a soothsayer and tell you which way COVID-19, it all depends on which way COVID-19 vaccine is going to come in. Does it come in March? If we have a vaccine by March out here and start spreading in country, you'll have majority of the movies getting, big movies getting released in 21-22 itself. In fact, some of the movies that we already announced, we have bought the music rights of Akshay Kumar, a movie called Bell Bottom. We have bought the rights of Ajay Devgan movie called Maidan. We have two other big star movies right now whose rights we have picked up. There are 8 Tamil films. All these movies are not released. We have, in most of the cases, not paid anything. It's just a legal agreement or paid a very small token. It's difficult for me to go back and give you that. Will they get released in 21-22? At this juncture, looks like they will get released in theater in 21-22. Now, maybe in March quarter, I may be in a better position to tell you right now whether all those will get released or not. But by and large, please understand the numbers that you are seeing today financially are numbers at which Saregama can go back and keep on generating if there is no new content investment that's happening. But we know right now that will be an extremely short-term move from our side, because 10 years down the line, what will happen to this company? So we will carve out the cash that are being thrown out by music licensing business. From that only, we will keep on investing the kind of numbers that you're talking about.
Sure. And you also mentioned in your opening remarks with regards to advertisement expenses and also Carva focus. Now, in for some time, on only tier 1 and tier 2 cities. Because I remember some 2-3 quarters back, a year back, when we had tried to position our products into tier 3, tier 4 towns, and we had gone for a large advertisement budget. So you mentioned that for now you are not going to go ahead with, you know, large advertisement budget, but typically that now would mean till the situation becomes normal. How do we look at it?
I think the more fundamental part out here is that we will invest in Carva only if we believe Carva is going to make revenue. If we think Carva is not going to make revenue, there's no gun on our head to keep on investing in Carva. At this juncture, if you have taken a call not to invest in Carva, it's for the simple reason that retail network is shut. There's no point spending money going to tier 3 towns where the job losses are even more than in the tier 1 and tier 2 towns. Going forward, we believe there may be a decent enough play for Carva, the platform. We will keep on testing the hypothesis out here. If it works, we'll invest in Carva. Remember, the first 2 years of Carva right now, Carva was making profits. The entire issue of Carva started happening right now in the last financial year. That also, it would have done a break-even had quarter four gone normal. Carva wouldn't have incurred a loss had quarter four gone normal. And we are back to the same break-even level. So all I can rest assure you right now that we will invest in Carva in sync with the money that Carva throws back at the system.
Sure. So do I assume now, with the previous experience of last year, going ahead, you would try, and as you mentioned again in your opening remarks, each of the business has to, you know, take care of itself. So do I assume that hence going forward, Carva mein se kuch bhi loss ho, aisa nahi hoga, which will dent some other businesses?
So Carva has to break even. Is that the question you're asking me? Yes. Carva was able to do a break-even right now in the first 2 financial years. Carva was not able to do a break-even in the fourth, because of the fourth quarter where our numbers got wiped out. Had we managed an additional 180 to 200,000 numbers, which are the numbers that Q4 typically ends up, Q4 would have ended up giving us 250,000. We scored what, 80,000, 70,000 number in that quarter. Had those numbers come in, you would have seen Carva break-even last year also. First 2 years was profit. But Carva has to pay for itself. There is no cross-subsidization happening out here of Carva. There is no vanity project going on here. That's what you want to know.
Sure. Last question on UD Films. We are almost 3 years are done in this business. And we have had some fantastic good content, including the recent one, Comedy Couple. And it was really a nice movie. And you've also tested success with some of the best OTTs, including Netflix and Hotstar and Zee types of days in terms of licensing content. So, Vikram, what is your feel for this business over the next 2 to 3 years? Do you feel now somewhere we are at an inflection point where it can accelerate and probably we can see larger revenues and profits coming from this business in next 2 years?
All I can project right now that Udly business is going to be a profitable business. First year, I maintained Udly business was a loss-making business. We got into it. Second year was break-even. Last year was profitable, and we will maintain that profitability track record of it. The business per se, the very nature of the business is that you make films which are smaller budget films, put it on digital platforms. You are not making films which are costing 50 crore and end up generating 300 crore revenue. We are not in that business. We are in the business of making content only for digital part. So will there be a growth right now which is that kind of a massive no? You will but see double-digit growth right now easily going in. We are falling very intentionally, relatively lower risk, relatively lower returns right now compared to big Bollywood films.
Sure. No, that I understand and that I know that I've been tracking this company for a long time. So, but just to get a sense, in 3 years, where do we see this business?
All I will be able to go back and say right now, you will see a double-digit growth coming in, low double-digit growth coming in into the Udly business year on year with profitability.
Sure. Thank you so much, Vikram. I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Rahul.
And take care of yourself. Thanks.
Thank you very much. A reminder to the participant to ask a question, you may please press star in one. We have a next question from the line of Dhawnil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikram. Good afternoon. Two questions. The first question is on the content side. So, we talked about the content consumption side of it, but in terms of content acquisition, we know that world over, the content is being chased by a lot of large players, including platforms, and that has happened in the, the video content side. Do you see that happening in the music content side? Also, players like Amazon, Spotify, they kind of competing with you on content side. And the reason I'm asking you is that, there the cost of money or the cost of capital is much lesser. And the profit may not be the only motive or this may not be the only source of profit that they may be aiming at. So does it mean that the content will be costlier for us and hence the IRR that we are targeting can go down? How do you look at the entire ecosystem evolving around that?
Sure. The biggest OTT app right on music space is Spotify, as I said, over 125 million paid subscribers. Fact of life is that Universal Music, which is the world's biggest music label, is becoming bigger and bigger. 3 billion revenue, 33 billion odd valuation going in for them. Spotify has not gone out there and started competing with Universal or Sony Music or Warner. All these guys are also in India now. All of them are very clearly concentrating on the platform business and not getting into content business. Remember, content is not commodity. Lata Didi, whatever song she has sung or whatever song Arijit has already sung or Kishore Daya sung, that song is not going to come back. So platforms understand that if they get into the content space, content companies will stop giving them content. And that's the reason none of the music streaming business can there. None of the big guys have come into the content business. Forget India. I'm talking about global out here, the biggest guys. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, they are big, massive guys. Even Tencent-backed companies, nobody has got into content business. And we don't expect any of these guys to get into content business. Universal and Sony globally made it very, very clear, telling these guys, if the moment they get into content business, these companies will stop giving them content. So that's one part. Now let's talk about, since you raised this issue, let's talk about video side. Netflix, in spite of talking all that part, why is it they are the biggest boy in this game? All the content, we have given 10 movies to Netflix in last 3 years. The IP of all those 10 movies is maintained by us. They are not interested in taking over the IP. They are very, very happy right now that you go and create the content. They will take over licensing, all rights of licensing of that for say 10 years. Juice it out, give you a flat fee, and then the content comes back to you. So in nutshell, do we believe platforms will get into content space? I have my doubts. For that matter, right now, what will stop content company to get into platform space in that sense? All I need to do is to go and join hands with T-Series, and we can start launching a platform of our own. So don't think that will happen.
Okay, got it. That was very helpful. Second question is on Yodlee, Vikram. So I think, you know, if I remember correctly, our aspiration was to, you know, in 4 or 5 years, create a library of around 50 movies, 40-50 movies, round about that number. So currently we are sitting at, you know, around 13 movies and maybe few more in production. So, you know, do you have the same aspiration or you know, after having tested the model, you know, we think that, you know, we want to be a much larger in guy in that space, and you know, we want to do a lot more different things. I mean, how are you seeing Yodlee Films as a separate venture? Let's not talk about only part of Saregama, but what are your aspirations for Yodlee Films, and how do you look at that business 5-10 years out?
So I think Rahul was asking a similar question. The only guidance I can give you is double-digit growth going year on year and profitability as a Yodlee is concerned. But in qualitative aspect, we will do more of what we are currently doing. We have no ambitions to get into large budgeted Bollywood films. Our films are always going to remain extremely tight budgeted, script-led cinema. That's what we stand for. The obvious evolution of Yodlee will be that we will not just make films, we will also make web series. We are in dialogue right now on multiple ideas with multiple platforms. If anything happens right now, series are that much more profitable. We have built a reputation as a great producer using films, but we will evolve into series too.
Okay, thanks. That's it from my team.
Thank you very much. In the interest of time and fairness to all participants, please restrict your question to 2 per participant. If you still have more questions, please join the queue afresh. We have a next question from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thanks, Ankit.
Vikram, if we see the evolution of, you know, how we have acquired content over the past 2-3 years, we started with small movies, then went on to Panga, and now we are acquiring, you know, music rights for large stars as well. We have acquired the music for Bell Bottom, Maidan. There was also news articles that we'll be acquiring music for one of the Khans. So, you know, if you can talk about what are the process for choosing content when we, you know, make bids for acquiring music rights, because in Yodlee we have seen that, you know, our focus has always been on script and not on any big star. So any thought process while we are acquiring you know, music for new movies, especially when, you know, the stakes are going up for us?
Yes, Ankit. In fact, I'll specify that in our corporate presentation too. We follow both the left brain as well as right brain part. What we have been able to build right now is every song which has been, I'll take the case of Bollywood, Hindi movies for the time being. Yeah. So every song which has got released over the last 36 months, irrespective of who bought that song, we have a database of that. That song is further mapped into who was the lyricist, singer, music composer, film director, actors on whom the song was picturized, and the kind of song it was. Romantic song, melancholy song, motivational song, whatever. Now, using the, and now, so this is the data you have for the song, and for each of these songs, we know how many times the song has been heard on JioSaavn. JioSaavn openly publishes that data. For every song, you can check out right now how many times it has been heard. So I know the song's performance on JioSaavn. I also know the song's performance on YouTube. We know internally from our owner right now, JioSaavn and YouTube are what percentage of the overall revenues typically for any music label. Based on that, we are able to go back and start doing a guess of how have each of these songs performed. Using that, we have built predictive models whereby if a new song is coming in, I can say what is the track record of this music composer with this lyricist and this actor working together. It gives us a, it's a gut, it's in the end right now, is it a precise science? No. But it gives us a decent understanding that going by the last 3 years track record, who is performing how here. That gives us a number in terms of how much should we be going out there and maximum bidding for that album. We have an internal benchmark that anything that we people pick up right now, the payback period should not exceed 5 years. So keeping that in mind, we know what kind of money can we go back and bid for. Then there comes the right brain of the company. There are a bunch of kids all under the age of 30. It's their job to go to the film producer and listen to those songs. As a policy, the music licensing, music business head, and I don't get involved in it. It's the younger people who listen to it. They give their qualitative feel. We get the bench numbers right now from our models based on which we decide whether we should go ahead with the songs or not. Is it a precise science? No, it is. It's world of creativity. Only thing we are trying to take away right now, individualistic calls out of this, so that it becomes a little more thought out and a larger number of people involved in the decision-taking process.
Sure. Yeah, that's really helpful. Yeah, and you know, the second question also is on, you know, new content acquisition. You know, we have, you know, charted out plans that we'll be spending 200 crore for new, you know, music acquisition over the next 3 years. That was before pre-COVID. So any changes in that plan as of now? And, you know, if everything goes, you know, if we are back to, if the vaccine gets released in March and, you know, things back, come back to normal, let's say by June, July of next year, thankfully. And do we see that, you know, this 200 crore will be spent now in FY22 and
23? So, again, right now, I can't give you a specific timeline because I don't know whether the movies will start releasing here. Our current plan is 200 crore over a period of 2 to 3 years, all funded by the music licensing business itself. No debt is going to be taken by the company. Other business streams are not going to go back and subsidize or fund licensing business acquisition spree. And if we believe that the model is working better and we need to increase the amount of investment, we'll come back and inform you guys.
Sure. Thank you so much. That was real.
Thank you very much. A reminder to the participant to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We have a next question from the line of Yash from ICICI. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, Vikram. Congratulations. Hey, congratulations on an excellent set of numbers.
Thank you.
Just wanted to check on this radio thing, which was supposed to expire on 30th of September, the licensing bit, which the entire industry used to get for 2%.
Yeah.
And so what is the status on that? Has that been renewed and we are getting 7-8% as we had desired?
No. So right now the issue is sitting at the copyright board level. They will start the hearing from 2nd of November, where both the radio side and all the music labels are presenting their case. We hope by the end of this quarter, we will have an official rate from the copyright board.
Sure. Thanks. And my second question is on the YouTube channel. You've been doing excellent work. We're seeing that the subscribers are just multiplying from the time I started following it. Just wanted to check, like, we pay a royalty to, say, the film banner. Say, if a DDLJ song plays and we get some revenue in YouTube out of it, we have to pay Yash Raj Films. Does it work the other way around as well? So, because I'm asking this question because specifically in YouTube, we see these videos wherein, like, most of our songs are like lyrical songs because of some probably licensing issues. And most of these film banners have their video songs which have like got like crazy amount of viewership. So do we get reverse royalties as well?
Yash, the way it works is you are talking of the videos. If I remember my dates correctly, 2001 or 2003, the way music rights used to be sold, that only audio rights used to go to the music label. The right of the music video used to be sitting right now with the film producer or the negative rights owner. So the person who owned the film had the rights of the original music video. The song rights used to go to music label. Last 15 years odd, music label gets both the music video rights as well as song rights. You clear there, Yash?
Yes, yes.
Now let's go back to the older music of ours. So if that song was picturized on Devanand, The original music video, we don't have any rights on it. The money is still being made right now by the person who owned the movie, which may be Ashimaru or Ultra whomsoever.
Okay.
But the song is mine, and if you want to create a video of yours in which Yash is appearing singing a song, the money comes to me.
Got
so
it.
For us, for Saregama, compared, so suppose a song of mine, Mere Sapno Ki Rani Kab Aayegi To, if I am making X number of views from my official channel on Mere Sapno Ki Rani, I make close to 3.5 to 4 times of the same thing from user generated content, where user has uploaded some random thing apart from original Rajesh Khanna video. Rajesh Khanna video, the money will not come to me. But everything is under the earth. If it uses the words Mere Sapno Ki Rani, if it uses the music composition or anybody else singing in any fashion, or if the original song is put on your video, all the money flows back to us.
Got it. That's very helpful. And sir, just last question, something on the open margin bit, because nothing seems to be happening on that. And every quarter we see that as a loss-making venture. Anything on that open margin front, now that the group has also acquired, RPG Group has acquired EditorG, so is there any plans of hiving off open to them or something of that sort?
At this juncture, just assume that open magazine is a status quo. The losses should not go up. It should be paid. It's a very, very difficult market. So long run, I'll leave it to the promoter, Mr. Goenka's call. But at this juncture, assume that open remains at the same state for some more time.
Sure. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the question queue if I have any more questions.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much. A reminder to the participant to ask a question, you may star in one. We have a next question from the line of Deepan Mehta from Elixir Equities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on the numbers. In the beginning of the presentation, there was some one-time income, but I did not get the exact number, which was of a one-time income in the current quarter. What is the amount of that income, sir?
It's a single digit of crores.
Okay. And second question I have is that any data point to have in terms of the market share of the new music you acquired in the last 12 months?
I can't get into those kind of details. It's very, very competitive, sensitive information. But for us, both things are helping us out. Remember, what has changed in Saregama? Suddenly, why are the numbers looking that great? Which is the same music right now of Lata Devi and Kishore Kumar. So both these factors are helping us out. The newer content that we people have acquired across Bollywood, Tamil cinema, and now Gujarati and Bhojpuri, that's helping us out a lot. And retro music is becoming increasingly more popular. Kachi Karbam.
Well, I understand, but my point of view asking is how do you keep the freshness of the library alive? So if you had some data point that maybe 20%, 30% of all the songs acquired by you, that does give us comfort that it's not only a single engine which is driving the company that we use it.
Fair enough. If you see my corporate presentation, we have stated out there the number of songs we have by decades and their contribution to revenue. The songs which have been acquired in the 21st century, if I remember, the total number of songs which belong to 21st century is 30% of our overall catalog of 130,000 songs, and they contribute 31% to the overall revenue.
I can do some more thinking in that part.
You can see by decades we have given the data right now that what is the share of the music of a particular decade to our total catalog, both in terms of count and revenue.
That's it's an interesting slide, sir. Another question is investments of 111 crores. What are the investments in your consolidated balance sheet which you have published for September 20?
Sorry, you have to repeat. Your voice is anyway breaking up. Yeah. Repeat the question.
Sorry. Yeah, investments figure of 111 crores. What is the investment into, sir, on a consolidated basis?
Investment in balance sheet is investment in subsidiaries. No, so this is the investment in the group company.
Which group is this, sir?
ESC and Philips Carbon, etc.
So this is listed entity.
These are all listed entities.
Okay. And the library gets the value of the library invested in which line item? Is it a property, plant, and equipment, or where is the library? All the rights which are paid to acquire the music, which asset, where is it in the balance sheet?
So unfortunately, my entire music is charged off to P&L, and it doesn't feature anywhere in the balance sheet.
Oh, fantastic. So thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Hush from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. My first question is on advertisement revenue. So considering we did not have any major new music acquisition or movies in this quarter, what was the ad spend related to? Was it related mainly to Carvaan?
No, so see, advertising happens right now on three counts. New music, Carvaan, and new films. So new music, we have not done any major film acquisition, but the Gujarati and the Bhojpuri music that we people have released right now, all of them end up getting their own marketing. Carvaan had a minimal support which is needed at any particular time, which is more below the line, so that's why the numbers are that low.
So you mentioned two movies, would they be releasing in Q3?
When you say releasing in Q3, meaning?
So in October, I think we had two movie releases, Comedy Couple and one more. So the revenue would be coming in Q3, right?
So Bahutua Samman revenue got factored in our books on last year's Q4 itself. But what happened when Bahutua Samman was getting released, there was no revenue coming to us. We already licensed some deal to Hotstar. It was in our interest, in the interest of Yoodlee, to build the equity for brand Yoodlee, that we also promote the fact that Yoodlee went out there and did this particular movie. It's for brand building or Yoodlee the studio.
Okay.
So the revenue is already been factored in the last year. So you can ask me, if we had not advertised, would it have made any difference? No, revenue was fixed. But the problem with studio brands is they are B2B brands. And people, end customer does not come to know very, very easily right now who has made the film. Hence, it was important right now, whenever we are releasing a film, we do some amount of publicity behind it.
Sure. And if you can share the percentage of online sales for Carvaan?
I will not be able to give you a percentage, but since the retail numbers have come down dramatically, online share has gone up over the last two quarters. But as retail... Sorry, come again?
Is that significant? Meaning above 10% or...
It was above 10% even pre-COVID. Post-COVID, the numbers have gone up substantially, but remember, percentage is a very numerator-denominator game. The percentages of digital have gone up, not because digital sale has gone through the roof, it's because retail has fallen dramatically. So digital has gone up in an absolute number for us, but the bigger issue is the retail, physical sale is not happening at this moment. So as that sale starts coming back, retail shops start opening up, and customers start walking in, digital numbers will, again, as a percentage, will start falling down.
Sure. And how was the response so far in the festival season for Carvaan, Dasera, etc.?
All I can tell you right now, the numbers are there for you. We did a 15K number in Q1, which has crossed up to 81K, and you will not see any TV advertising, nothing happening out there. This is all the stuff which is coming out of the innate power of the brand Carvaan.
Okay. And you mentioned about the web series also. So considering we get license for any web series, would that mean web series would have 8, 10, 12 episodes? So would that mean equivalent revenue of 4 or 5 films? Is that understanding correct?
So there are web series which go out there, you're right, which where per episode you may end up generating 2, 3 crores also. There are web series going up to 4 and 5 crore per episode also. And there are web series happening at 50 lakhs too. So I'll not be able to give a generic number at you, but please do understand we have no reputation in the world of web series. Web series are typically done by all large studios which have been there right now, existing for 20, 30, 50 years. We are slowly getting into that space. We have a reputation of doing great quality concept-led films. So we will get into series. Chances are that the initial series may be smaller budget series, and as we deliver one or two series right now, we get into larger budget. But the good part in series is that it's always guaranteed profit-based business.
Sure, that's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Mayur Gathani from OHM Portfolio. Please go ahead.
For a short-term question, will we be able to maintain our margins of 35%? You were usually in the 11-12% range last year.
And 13% range. Let's not be in 12%. We have been touching 15% the year before that. Only last year, because of quarter four, car retail network, COVID-19, that the numbers fell down. So we may not have touched 35 ever before. 35 is an unsustainable number. You are talking of a situation where you are not investing in future at all. So right. Yes, if you one decides right now that we have to milk the catalog and no investments need to happen in future, this number tells you how much can we go back and manage. If you further strip off the work on films and television, which also suffered because of COVID-19, especially the TV part, then the numbers look even better. But I think the way you should read at it right now, look at the numbers and say, this is what this company can do just on the basis of the catalog this company owns. If we keep on investing in future right now, hopefully the overall revenues are going to become that much more. As a percentage, the numbers may fall down, but the absolute profitability may go up.
But let's say with lesser sales of caravans and less business from the TV side, we can do better margins, right? Of course, at the same time, putting money on content.
But TV, all these businesses are fending for themselves. So a television business is important for us right now because it's generating IP for me through which I'm making money on YouTube and the Facebooks of the world also today. So TV business on its own, the last year also ended up making money, will again make money this year. It's just a question of if TV was shut April, May, June, and most of July, hence you're seeing this part. These COVID-19, hopefully, kind of situations are not going to happen every time.
Okay. Fair, sir. Got the point. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Biplab Debarma, from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking the follow-up question. Sir, just wanted to understand the competition in the new music launches. So, could you give us some idea, like in last 5 years or 1 year, what would be the Saregama shares in new music launches in Hindi?
We have not been investing in new music. Our investments have been very, very low. As I think somebody else earlier mentioned, that our strategy was very, very clear that we will invest in very, very smaller films in the beginning. Which started in 2017-18, we were taking movies which had one song or two songs and a smaller star cast.
Okay.
To ensure right now that we have our own engine running properly. Because the new movies is very important right now, that majority of the money has to be made in the year one itself. And if you don't have a very strong marketing setup within the company or monetization setup, then you will fail. So we used the first 2 years to do this. Also, we had a commitment both to investors and our promoter that we were not going to raise debt to invest. The existing catalog had to be refined to the extent that can throw that much amount of cash that we can invest. We were finally in the position. You would have seen a larger investment happening in 2021 itself. Many of the movies were getting locked. Everything has got pushed to the next year now.
So basically, sir, going forward, that 20% I saw in your presentation that 20% of new music would be Saregama's share and the new music launches. That is going forward.
That's going forward. The new music market roughly is anything between 380 to 400 crore per year is the acquisition cost of the new music. We want to go back and pick up at least 20% of that.
Okay.
And we will see how does it go. If it works greatly, we will come to you guys and tell you if we are increasing that number. If for whatever reason right now we believe in a year or two after trying it out, sorry, assumptions somehow are going wrong, we will come to you and start reducing it.
Okay. And final question on your Udone. Is there any, traditional movies, we know, There's a kind of benchmark for that movie is a hit and movie is a flop and a super hit. In case of OTT movie, is there any way of knowing whether your movie has fared very well in terms of how many views?
Unfortunately, the platforms actually formally share that data. Okay. We come to know through an informal level. That also, the account never comes to us.
Okay.
Because, the very nature of deals is that we do a fixed fee licensing deal to them. That's how platforms have been able to negotiate it at this juncture. So it's all qualitative. Our biggest benchmark is if the next film of ours that we're giving to them, if we can drive a higher valuation, it means the previous films have done better.
Okay. So it is not a kind of revenue sharing.
It's a fixed fee, sir. Upside and downside, both are there.
Okay. That's all from me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Ayaz Motiwala from Nivalis Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Hello?
I can hear you.
Yes. Hi, good evening. My question is, on the in your presentation, you talk about the music industry being worth about 1,500 crores going up to 2,000 crores. And the various constituents of that, with the biggest sort of contributor now being the subscription services, which you talked about. So taking a reference from that, would you be able to sort of give us a sense on, the music which is monetized not by you internally, which you shared by decades, but on the industry currently, of the size of 1,500 crores or 2,000 crores? What would be the recent decade contribution to those industry revenues, if you can give some sense?
That will be difficult. How will I get hold of that precise information? Because we hadn't had a very big play in the newer content. The big newer content is, when I say newer content, I mean Bollywood film content. Our share was on a lower side because we were not investing in that space at all. So I may not be able to give you a very specific number here, because that's sitting with my competition, not with us.
Right. Let me sort of share the reason that I I would like to learn this is your stated intent on trying to have a payback of about 5 years for the new purchases.
Yeah.
As one sort of point that you guided us to appreciate your purchase decisions and the science behind it. And the fact that the Bollywood or the entire music sales, this is not only Bollywood, but the other genre that you're trying to go on, including languages, is about 400-500 crores of sales, let's say, right? So if you want to link the payback to this, I was trying to understand if the industry itself is only worth 1,500 to 2,000 crores. So it clearly sounds that a lot of the music is either under-monetized, which maybe we would like to learn from you, or that it has a massive amount of decay, and the fear that we have as investors not understanding the subject of purchase very clearly. And that's where I was trying to understand. And this question on the recency, and if the recent ones make it, then you're on the track to make your 3-year, 5-year payback that you intend to. Else you're sort of, shooting with other people there, but there aren't enough sort of, I don't know, birds to shoot at, etc., in terms of making money.
So I don't know. Let me not pretend that I've understood your question completely. Let me still try to go back and answer this. To give you an idea right now, this decay rate that we're talking about, and it's there part of our presentation. If I see the decade of 1961 to 1980, the two decades during that period, of the total 130,000 songs that Saregama owns, 26% of its songs belong to films or were released between 1961 to 1980. They are contributing 34% of my total revenue. What was my music licensing revenue last year? Right now, 238 crore. 34% of that came from the music which was released between 1961 to 1980. Hopefully that will give you comfort right now that the great thing about music is the investment that you make in today, we may charge it off in 6 years, but it's got a very, very long shelf life going in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was just trying to understand how this new investment is going to pan out.
The other data point I can put right now, which is our internal benchmark, yes, on a block of music that we have acquired in a year, our internal part is that the payback periods have to be maximum 5 years. Of the music that we have acquired in the last 3 years, we are doing better than that. Our other benchmark is that any album that we are releasing, 38% of the cost has to get recovered in year one itself. That's a minimum number that we go back and work with. Usually the numbers are far higher than that. That gives you
You changed the write-off norms on account of that, right, sir?
So our write-off norms are getting changed right now because we were following both 5-year write-off and 10 years. So 4 years and 10 years is what we people were working on, which was making it a little tricky thing internally, because the guys who were acquiring the music now have started playing that should we do a 4-year or should we do a 10-year, which was not the right thing in my according to us. That our earlier benchmark was that if you are buying a movie on a royalty basis, then the advance of that was getting written off in 4 years. But if you are buying a movie right now without royalty basis, we were writing off in 10 years. All the regional content that we people buy is without any ongoing royalty going to these people. And since we were increasing the play of the regional content, we were seeing that the content cost was getting written over 10 years. So we said it's better right now that we have a uniform policy going within the company, that irrespective of the business model under which or the financial model under which the content is acquired, royalty or no royalty, we do the thing which is the right thing to do for the business rather than trying to play around the accounting policy. And we just standardize it across 6 years.
Right. Okay. This is very helpful. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Jinesh Joshi from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I just have a couple of questions. Sir, first on the A&P spends, now I understand that in this quarter, obviously they were lower because of lower sales of Karwa, which you mentioned in the opening remarks. But if I look at FY20, our consolidated number was approximately 92 to 93 crores. And if I'm not mistaken, we sold approximately 7,40,000 units of Karwa. So now, I mean, FY21 might be a washout, but from a 2 to 3 year perspective, if we were to achieve that kind of sales for Karwa, I mean, how much of A&P spend would that require? Are we through the peak investment cycle as far as creating awareness is concerned, or will we require similar kind of spend?
The advertising and sales promotion as head, as I mentioned earlier, is not just Karwa. It also includes all the new music marketing that we people do, includes Yoodlee marketing that we people do, and also includes marketing for retro music. So it's a consolidated head that you are seeing right now. It's not a Karwa head. I want to clarify that part first. Yes, you're right. This year we have taken a conscious call because retail networks may not be open for majority of the time, that there is no point investing in building the opening up new market for Karwa. Hence, Karwa marketing spends have taken a beating. It should also happen right now because no new music was getting released by us. Even that marketing has come to a stop. So the money that you are seeing right now, a little bit of Karwa, a little bit of retro music, and some amount of Yoodlee marketing that we have done.
Okay. But sir, going ahead, now say for example in FY22, especially for Karwa, will we require that kind of marketing spend? And if you can just share out of this 92 crores, how much is explicitly for Karwa?
I'll not be able to share that information. What I gave you the comfort in the beginning, that Karwa this year will break even, and going forward, we will invest in Karwa and sync with the returns it's going to get. Karwa is not going to get a subsidy from our side. There was never an intent to subsidize Karwa business. Last year, just a quarter four went in a way that nobody thought because of COVID. Hence, we ended up incurring a loss. Karwa will remain right now break even to a positive margin product. And remember, Karwa's rub off on music licensing business is massive.
And sir, secondly, out of this 200 crores which we have envisaged to spend over the next 3 years, is it possible to kind of share how much will it be for Bollywood and how much will it be for regional?
Why do you want to know that? You are because competition sensitive information. Imagine if my producer exactly knows what my budgets are. It becomes that much easier for them to start negotiating with us that much more. No, sir.
Okay, because our Hindi library, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it is at about 25% odd, and majority of the music is either regional or devotional. So I just wanted to get a sense as to how much are we going to spend for the Bollywood music rights.
So Bollywood music always be less in number, more in revenue, because of the simple fact that Bollywood is the biggest film industry we have here. After that come Tamil and Telugu, Telugu and Tamil. And we will be, we have a play right now both on the Hindi side and the Tamil side. So you will see, while that devotional is cheaper to make, the numbers can be built up very, very easily right now in terms of counter songs, but the returns are also lower compared to a Bollywood song in absolute terms.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Aditya Nahar from Alpna Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikram. Congratulations on great performance.
Thank you. Thank you.
To you and your entire team. Two questions, Vikram. One is on the fact that KD has gone for the rights of a Hindi remake have gone. Just wanted to understand how does the terms of trade work? How does what's the logic behind it? And how does the entire cycle work for you? That was the first question. And the second question is the sales and advertising expenses in the consolidated and the standalone numbers. So it's almost 14 crores in the consolidated and about 7 crores in the standalone, approximately. I was just wondering why there's such a large difference in the two. Just these two questions become. Thank you.
Let me try to answer the first one and I'll ask Vineet, my CFO, to take the second one.
Sure.
See, on the KD specific, if you're going to be asking right now that how much did the rights go for, I think it's what it tells you right now that licensing to a digital platform is just one window in which we people monetize. Till now, of the majority of the films that we people have done and licensed out, that's your only window that we have monetized till now. License it to a digital platform. We are now, as our reputation is growing in the market, are finding alternate windows, other, which means additional sources of revenue. One of our movie is going to get out there, is going to get licensed to a TV channel. Hopefully that deal should get over in quarter three itself. Which means TV window is also opening up. Otherwise, TV typically ends up taking only very high budget Bollywood films. They don't end up taking smaller budgeted films, but that window is opening up. Remake rights is another window which is opening up. Now, remake rights, movie by movie depends right now. You may take a remake. If you are very bullish on the story, then you sell the remake rights at a pittance, but keep a share of the remake that will get made. If you believe you are doubtful about what's going to happen to the remake, then you go back and sell the remake rights without any royalty coming from the remake. So it's an outright sale that you're doing. But the rights of other languages stay with you. The rights of prequel, sequel stay with you. All that stays out there with you. Only one language remake rights go to somebody else. Are you with me?
Absolutely.
Now, you were asking right now the question that why is there a big difference in the advertising and sales expense between standalone and consolidated?
Yes. So actually, some transactions happen between the subsidiaries. So that's the reason it's a transaction. So there's a couple of transactions happen for international subsidiary and one for Indian subsidiary. And then console it get knock off. So that's the reason.
Right. So these are, you're saying one is for the international subsidiary and one is for the domestic subsidiary.
Indian subsidiary, yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you, Vitru.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Ankit Kedia from Flip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Ankit.
Hi, sir. So just wanted to understand on the TV segment, very less has been discussed. When you said you make for Sun TV, now Sun TV on the SunX app actually deal with telcos and, the same content is being shown through telcos. Also, they have a deal with Reliance where they're selling their programming there. Do we have a play there or when we, produce for them, all the rights are passed on to Sun TV and only the YouTube rights are with us to monetize?
So you're asking me a very, very specific question here. The IP of the series is sitting with us, of all the content we ever put for Sun TV, which is 6,000 plus hours, which means putting it right now on a YouTube or a Facebook or a TikTok or a ShareChat or a Malaysian platform or a platform in Kenya, all those rights are sitting with us. With specific to Sun Next, we have given them the rights right now that the content can also fit in part of Sun Next and wherever else Sun Next in turn goes.
Sure, I think that is helpful. But don't you think now, so does that also mean that the realizations for us when we are producing the rates go up because they can monetize in turn on you know, Sun Next and sell Sun Next to multiple platforms? Because then the IP ownership with us has little meaning, because I can install the Sun Next app and then see the same content everywhere.
I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. Please remember, we people, the way we look at internally, we drive our profitability from the money that we make by putting the program on Sun TV itself. Everything else we are making right now is additional money coming in. We don't justify our investment based on the additional source. The TV business is profitable on its own through that television channel itself. Digital is over and above that.
Right. But given the current nature of digitization going forward, as some of the other businesses are also, you know, having tailwinds of that, don't you think this business model should also be tweaked a bit so that we get the long tail benefit of digitization as well?
I'll just say noted. Are you right? You are right right now. This is all about what kind of business negotiations can you have. Sun TV at this juncture, is majority of the producers there are working on a commission model, which means the IP is fully retained by Sun TV. Sarigama is one of those very, very few producers who, because we refuse to work on commission model, are working on an IP-based model and are holding that position. So I'll just leave it there.
No worries. I understand. Thank you so much. That's really helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Amit Kumar from Determined Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. I just had a two-part question. The first one was, you know, what kind of a deal did you have with TikTok? And what is the status of that currently, you know, given that they are banned in India, but, you know, they're still operating in a few, you know, countries like US, etc., where they might be using our, you know, content. And the second bit was that, you know, because this was not a orderly sort of, you know, wind down, and one fine day the government just, you know, said, you know, shut it down. Are there any sort of, you know, receivable position you have, you know, with them in terms of your, you know, past accruals or, you know, revenue bookings, you know, from them? And you know, just what is the status of, you know, those receivables, basically?
I can't comment on specific TikTok deals. I think it would be unfair to TikTok also. All we can tell you right now, we have no receivables from them.
So I'm just sort of trying to understand that, you know, they would be taking your content, you know, primarily for the Indian market, but also for an international market. So are you sort of still booking some revenue from them, or, you know, what is the...
Our current deal is still on. Our current deal is still on, and we have no receivables.
But then what happens to the, because they are not really running their business in India, which is, you know, the major, which I presume would be the major driver of, you know, a deal between, you know, you and TikTok. Has that deal been sort of renegotiated, or
we can't discuss specific deals between Sarigama and our partner.
I'm not asking for specifics. I'm only basically sort of saying that, you know, is there a sort of renegotiation to the terms of the deal? I don't need to know the terms of the deal at all.
Right now, we are not discussing individual company deals of ours out here, as also what we people are doing. In general, with TikTok's going away in India, there have been a large number of these video sharing apps that have come up. ShareChats and Moj are one of few of them. There is another one right now which is making a thriller. There's something called Josh. There are multiple of these coming in the market, which again gives a great opportunity for a label like ours to go and give them music licenses.
All right. Okay. Fine. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you very much. We have a next question from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity again. Vikram, just wanted to understand, you know, the new music market currently is around 380 to 400 crore per year. So what has been the growth rate for this market over the past 4-5 years? Let's say in FY 15-16, what was the size of the market?
Yeah, listen, I will have to find, but the cost has not gone up that substantially because the number of players who are acquiring music are not that many. The big, very few. The entry barriers in our industry are massive.
Okay.
Right, so okay. It's not easy for a new guy to suddenly turn into a big music label.
This conference is scheduled to be disconnected automatically in 9 minutes.
Sorry, you there, Ankit?
Yeah, I'm there.
On the big music label side, there are just a handful.
Sure.
Not that many, and it's difficult for anybody else to match. A movie has got typically 5 songs.
Mm.
If you end up buying 100 movies, rights, you get 500 songs in a year.
Yeah.
Do it for a decade, you give you 5,000 songs. You do it across 5 different languages, you make 25,000 songs. You need to be playing this game right now for 50 years to come anywhere close to Saregama. So,
yeah.
It's not a market right now these days where anybody can just jump in unless you acquire some other label.
Okay.
So, the number of players who are acquiring new film music being that few, the prices haven't gone through the roof as such. They're not increased that much.
Because what I'm trying to understand is that, you know, producers also understand that the way the monetization of this music is happening and the way, you know, the streaming apps and, you know, the YouTubes have penetrated our lives, the value of this, you know, the way in which this new music can be monetized has increased substantially over the years. We have seen that the piracy has come down substantially globally. So, you know, just trying to understand whether, you know, they have also, you know, increased their costs and, you know, there is competition among players to acquire this music. Like,
it's a typical buyer-seller negotiation. So, if the seller believes right now that the buyer can monetize it big time, they will try to up the price. If seller ups the price too much, there is no buyer going out in the market. So that part is very much there. The comfort I'm giving you, we people are working on a payback of 5 years.
Sure.
If we believe that payback of 5 years is not happening right now, we are very happy to go back and slow down once again.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was helpful. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you, guys. Lots of questions this time, and I'm happy to see right now that a lot of you guys have belief in us. I'm just going to repeat some of the points I made in my opening statement. As digitization increases in India, it increases great opportunity for a company like Saregama to monetize its content. With 130,000 songs, over 59 movies, 6,000 hours of TV content, we are in the unique position. No other company in India has got such a large entertainment IP catalog. We are in a unique position to monetize this. We expect our licensing business this year to be growing at 18 to 20%. And from next year onwards, once COVID impact is completely off, come back to a 22 to 25% growth year on year. We will continue with our investments in new music. Hindi, Tamil, Bhojpuri, Gujarati, Punjabi primarily. Some of these songs are going to get released in quarter 3 and quarter 4 onwards, especially the regional content, which means when you are looking at quarter 3, quarter 4, please keep that in mind right now. There will be content costs coming in because that's the only way we can keep this company growing in a sustainable basis. We will continue our very cautious approach towards Carvaan. We will keep on wait and watch policy to see whether the market is fully revived or not. Till that time, our spends are going to be minimal. We will be managing our break even during the year on films, on Carvaan. On the film side, we continue following a broad principle that at least 60-70% of the films that we people are producing have to be pre-sold. That means even before I start working on the film, there's somebody who will agree to become the buyer of it. Our exposure will be limited only to 20 to 30% of the films that we people are making on our own. We believe we will be able to grow the films business anything between 15 to 20% on a year-on-year basis. On the television side, things will remain, come back to a last financial year status. At any particular time, we have 2 to 3 serials on Sun TV. Right now, we have 2. A third serial will be going on air in the third quarter. Overall, we are we are bullish on the stay-at-home phenomena and the resulting digitization and the resulting content consumption, which means Saregama will have a big play in the India of tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Look forward to hearing from you guys end of quarter three.